turning setbacks into comebacks is practically an art form in the acting world. Here are some savvy moves that actors often pull to rise from the ashes of disappointment. All coming up right now on this episode of Casting Actors Cast.
It's time for another episode of Casting Actors Cast, insights for actors from a casting director. Here he is, your host, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm casting partner Jeffrey Dreisbach with the McCorkle Group in New York City. I hope you're having a good day. I'm looking forward to sharing this information with you today, all about being able to turn a setback into a comeback. I think that this is very useful for those of you who might be thinking about entering the profession, or perhaps you're a student and getting ready to, because, you know, spring is right here. Maybe you're getting ready to make the big move to New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Atlanta, or maybe you're just looking to up your acting game a little bit by coming into the profession. Setbacks are just part of the ingredients in the recipe for success. Oh, did you like that metaphor? So we're going to tackle this, and hopefully by the end of this episode, you're going to feel so much better because you're going to have a game plan in place. You're going to have a plan that's going to help you systematically take a look at what's happening and turn that into something positive. But first, this is that moment of the conversation where I get to say, hey, thank you so much for tuning into this podcast, Casting Actors Cast. We've been doing this for about 4 years now, and over 100,000 downloads later, I couldn't be more excited. I'm just excited as I was on the very first day, but perhaps a little less nervous because I've been doing, like, I don't know, 395 episodes, something crazy like that. But I'm so glad that you're here and that you're joining these podcasts. As if this is your first time here, wow, my mouth is not quite there yet. But if this is your first time here, I would suggest you check out more information about the podcast. These podcast videos are also being simulcast on YouTube, the YouTube channel being Casting Actors Cast, you know, what else? But also, if you go to the website, castingactorscast, all one word, .com, you're going to find all kinds of really neat, I think, anyway, information on not only the podcast, but there's also some freebies for you. Just filling out that form saying dive into the talent pool is going to bring you to some freebies. These are absolutely free offerings. I'm just giving them away. And I think you might find them extraordinarily useful. I've been hearing from a lot of actors who really, really love the freebies that I'm providing. One is a book on doing voiceover work called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio. And that's a 100-page PDF that you can download, use it on your reader. If you wanted to print it out, you can do that as well. Also, there is a video called Casting Secrets, What They Don't Tell You. Listen, you're not going to find this information on any other patio out there. This is really some down-to-earth practical application stuff that you're going to find, I think, really, really helpful. So there's that. Also, I just wanted to put a quick shout out to a couple of things. One is I'm really excited that this Creative Coaching Partners has put together one of my courses, and the course offering is called The Art of the Audition. So all you have to do is Google Creative Coaching Partners. That's going to take you to their website, and you're going to see some classes that are available right now, and they're for sale, but the information on these is unlike any other class kind of situation. Plus, I have to say, I had such a great time doing it and putting it together. And there are also all kinds of handouts for each of the modules. So you can take a course on auditioning. It's really been fun putting it together. I think you're going to get something out of it. That's Creative Coaching Partners. Finally, I just wanted to give my usual thank you and shout out to my friends at Actors Connection. They continue to support the podcast, and I continue to just love being a teacher there for some workshops, some programs that they have going on. It's been an absolute joy. And so if you just take a look at their offerings by going to actorsconnection.com/New York. Okay, I think that's all the housekeeping that's going on for today. But listen, I just want to put this plug in again. Sorry about that. But you know what? The a YouTube channel, Casting Actors Cast. It's not getting as many hits as that I'm hoping for. Now, I think that a lot of people find much more value out of listening to a podcast than taking the time to watch a video. But if you haven't checked out the video, I think you might find actually that it helps you understand some of the information that I'm providing just because you can see my face. Not that that's any, you know, fantastic thing, but it really is kind of, I think, an additional way that you can feel connected to the material. And so therefore, I would just ask that you do check it out. Also, I'm still asking and begging and kind of hoping that if you get anything out of these podcasts, won't you please consider leaving a like? Please consider a review, just a couple of sentences if you found it helpful. It means the world to me, but it also helps get the word out to others. So if you wouldn't mind doing that, I would be so grateful. I am done talking about this now. Okay, I'm done. Okay, I'm done. So let's just talking about how actors can deal with that incredible ingredient that is part of being an actor. And that is not only disappointment, but feeling rejected and taking the setback and turning it into a comeback is what we are all about in today's episode. So I'm going to just share with you some thoughts about, these might be things you haven't even considered, but they also might be things that you need to hear again if you've been considering them. I understand firsthand as an actor, boy, oh boy, the pain I suffered literally because I would put so much work into an audition and then I would not get any feedback after that audition was over. Or I would ask my agent to ask the casting director, could you give me some feedback and find out what was working and what doesn't work or whatever. Only rarely would I receive that kind of information back through the agent. And of course, I was always way too shy to ask the casting director, listen, I auditioned for you and I had a great time and I didn't hear anything. And it's not that I don't want you to be concerned about my disappointment. I would only love to know if you have a moment to share something about my audition with me. It would mean a lot to me. You know, if I know that actor, I'm familiar with their work. If I brought them into an audition, that is not a difficult request to respond to. If it's open and you're really receptive and it's not about trying to figure out why you didn't get the job, it's much more important that you find out did the choices that you make during that audition, were those acceptable choices? Is there something that I'm doing in the audition that's just not setting right? So those are the things that we are going to share and talk about. So I'm going to just give you a couple of these pieces of information so that you can take those. And so if you're taking notes or you're just writing these down, I'm going to give you a heading and then we're going to chat about each of these headings. Okay. I hope that makes sense. Learn and adapt. That's the first, heading that I need to share with you. I think that you should take setbacks as opportunities to learn, as opportunities to grow. Okay, so maybe you didn't get the role, but each audition, hear me now, each audition is a chance to fine-tune your skills. So it is an ongoing process. And you've heard me say this before, an audition is simply a moment in time. Adaptability is the key in this ever-changing industry. Another heading, networking magic. Networking magic. Use setbacks as a reason to expand your network. You can expand your network by, well, here's a couple of ideas. Attend industry events. There's all kinds of stuff going on out there. Just really reach out. Do some exploration. Find out where are those free seminars. Connect with other actors. Get together with a group of actors and discuss what's going on in the industry. So, by just turning that negative perception around to something positive, this is the time I need to network more. That's going to show a lot in your work, but it's also going to expand your network. And get to know casting directors. Like, you know, you're getting to know me. So you never know when a new occasion might lead to your next big break. And that's really true. Okay, moving on from there, here's another heading, training ground. So training ground means turn downtime into a training ground for yourself. Here's how you do that. You do that by taking classes, attending workshops, keep honing your craft. Even if it were to rethink the way you're going to do your self-tape studio, keep thinking in terms of how can I refresh it? How can I adjust something that might be viewed in a better light? That not only helps keep you sharp, but it also adds more tools to your toolbox. I've said this before in past podcasts, but I honestly think that an improv class, if you've never had one, they are A, so much fun. B, it helps keep you on your feet. And then working with other actors, it really gets those creative juices flowing in such a positive way. So for every downturn you're experiencing, decide that you're going to do something different as far as your training is concerned. Now, I've mentioned this next heading before, but the heading I want to share with you is create your own work. If the roles aren't coming to you, then it's up to you to create them yourself. You know, I know many actors who turn setback into opportunities, and they do that by writing, they do that by producing or directing, maybe they're writing songs, maybe they're going to produce their own projects. It's like saying, if you won't give me the role, I will make my own. Okay, moving on from there, I think it's important to showcase your range. Use setbacks as a chance to showcase your range. If you're often put into the same role category, notice I didn't say typecast. I don't like the word. I don't use the word. But if you see that you're getting auditions for a cop on the beat or a cashier at a grocery store, and those are the only roles you're getting submitted for, or those are the only roles you're getting auditions for, you know what? The universe is trying to tell you something. Find ways to demonstrate your versatility. Record some monologues, record some singing, some songs if you're a singer. Create a diverse portfolio. When you show some variety and some versatility, casting directors see the full spectrum of your talent. And nothing is better than that as far as growing relationships with the casting folks. Moving on from there, social media savvy. You know, this is something that a lot of people have issues with, and I can understand they feel that this is problematic. But if you leverage social media to your advantage, by you can share your journey, you can connect with fans, you can create a personal brand, that every actor that has a webpage about them is a really important and necessary thing today. That is not a fan page, by the way. That is for producers and casting directors and perhaps agents to find out more information about you. So this is not like a fan page where you're posting, you know, wonderful things that are happening in your world. This is really for people to find out more information about you. And so check out some of those podcasts I've done on web pages, because, you know, creating your personal brand is something that's valuable, because you are then in charge of how you want to be perceived by others. That's what your brand is. And sometimes also, as far as personal branding is concerned, a strong online presence can catch the eye of industry professionals, and it often opens unexpected doors. I know that to be the case as well. Moving on from there, this is a tough one. It's easier said than done, I know, but stay resilient. Acting is a marathon. It's not a sprint. Setbacks are actually just part of the journey. They are part of the job description of being an actor. Resilience is your best friend. I promise you, brush off rejection, keep your head up, and remind yourself that every no brings you one step closer to that game-changing yes. Next heading. Let's move on from there. Seek feedback. Now listen, don't be shy about constructive criticism. Approach any critiquing you get about your work from other professionals openly. Be receptive. Seek feedback from auditions and use it to refine your skills. If you treat it like having a personal coach helping you fine-tune your performance, you're going to feel so much better about your work because it also gives you some goals to attain, some changes to implement, and to strive for even more interesting choices in your acting, I promise. After that, I think it's important to diversify your skills. If one door closes, look for other doors. Make sense? Diversify your skills. Maybe try your hand at voice acting or hosting, like I mentioned earlier, improvisation. You see, in my view, being a well-rounded performer can make you more appealing and attractive to a variety of casting directors. So more casting directors mean more people are on your side. And so bringing all of those talents and all of those gifts to the forefront by working on them, staying focused, driving forward with those additional choices that you have in front of you, boy, that can really be so helpful to those casting directors that are out there. Here's another one that I think is so valuable, and I wish I had heard this when I was entering and working as an actor. Celebrate small wins. Even the tiniest victories deserve a high five, I swear to you. I think you should celebrate every small win, whether it's a callback, maybe you got a compliment from somebody, or whatever, some networking success. Listen, it keeps the morale high and the momentum rolling. Please remember that setbacks are just detours on the road to success. Every actor has faced them. But listen, it's those who navigate them with grace and creativity that often end up, stealing the show. I also know, and this is absolutely true, that I just gave you a whole bunch of headings to take a look at. The issue that I have sometimes with people giving this kind of advice is that there's an assumption that you aren't doing anything. But I also want you to know that I understand that your time is very valuable. A lot of us don't have free time. And sometimes it feels overwhelming that we have to now retool our situation in order to feel more successful. All I'm suggesting is that you raise those ideas to the forefront. Write them down. Have a list of goals. Structure your time so that you can implement some of these things that we've just talked about. Slow and steady wins the race, but being very, very specific about what you need, what your needs are, and how to implement them is what we're talking about today. All right, I hope that this has been helpful for you today. I've had a lot of fun sharing this episode with you. Please let me know if you got something out of it. Please think about leaving me a review if you got something great out of it. But I would also love to know, am I missing something? Is there something you do that I could share with others? You can simply write an email to me, castingactorscast@gmail.com. I get all of that email. And just let me know if there's something that I'm missing. Is there some way you find the good, the positive, the professional approach that is something that maybe others aren't doing that would be really helpful to hear? So give me some feedback. Let me know. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. You've been listening and watching Casting Actors Cast. Thanks.
Please don't forget to review, like, and share Casting Actors Cast wherever you get your podcasts, podcast videos. Thanks. I'm Megan Grace Martinez.